Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. By the time you're our age, you kind of feel like you've seen it, heard it, tasted it. There aren't many opportunities to jolt our senses.
I definitely agree. That's why I'm fascinated by the miracle berry. What it does to your taste buds can turn stuff like lemon juice into a nectar of the gods. Suddenly, a shot of Tabasco sauce tastes like a spicy donut glaze.
This cranberry-sized fruit comes from a plant called Sensipalum dulcificum, native to West Africa, where people have enjoyed its properties for centuries. Yet until recently, no one understood how it tricks our taste receptors.
40 years ago, scientists learned a protein aptly named miraculin is the active ingredient in the berry. Though its chemical properties make it a super sweetener, unlike other sweeteners, miraculin does not trigger sweet receptors on its own. By itself, the taste is unremarkable, like a mild cranberry.
In a new study, researchers found that once spread around the mouth, miraculin is able to bind stronger to sweet receptors than your average sweetener, and they change the shape of the taste receptors so that other sweeteners can't latch on.
However, when acid hits the tongue, miraculin itself changes shape, supercharging the sweet receptors. Oysters with lemon juice turns into chewing gum. Lemon sorbet with Guinness tastes like a chocolate shake, and something sweet can taste too sweet or cloying.
Once the sour food is swallowed, miraculin goes back to its original shape, waiting for the next acid to come along. The effect of a miracle berry lasts about an hour, but it's expensive at about $2 each.
Mostly the fruit is the focus of taste-tripping parties, but it's also found a higher calling. For cancer patients whose chemotherapy treatments leave a metallic taste in their mouths, the miracle berry has made eating pleasurable again. How appropriate.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.